you so much. That's right. It is the good stuff. And I've got a particularly good piece coming up. It's called Heaven's Branding, and it's by Janet Parker. So make sure you stay right where you're at. Welcome, Mike.
Welcome, welcome. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board would like to welcome you here in the Valentine area in Cherry County. Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Whether it's Smith Falls out east of Valentine, southwest of Valentine is Snake Falls. You've got Berry Falls. You've got Horseshoe Falls. Lots of waterfalls, whether you believe it or not. And lots of little Sandhills lakes to go fishing in. So check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
And you can immerse yourself in the world of ranching, you know, with Tri-State Livestock News, that is. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. You can go online to tsln.com for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe.
All right. You have something from Janet Parker today. She's a ranch wife out in Central Cherry County.
That's right. Deep in the Sandhills, one might say. It's called Heaven's Branding. I dreamed one night I stood before the pearly gates. Would I know my loved ones there? Some debate. St. Peter was my guide as we toured this holy place. I longed to see them all and searched each peaceful face. We saw a crew of cowboys rounding up the heavenly herd. One rode out ahead, his horse he gently spurred. He sat tall in the saddle. I could tell he was respected. The cattle corralled quite easily, as calmly he directed. My dad was riding there. The cattle were quickly sorted. Runaway calves were roped. I searched the faces for others. I knew it was as I had hoped. He stood with others gathered round. The story that he told had brought laughter to each face as his tale did unfold. My husband was laughing there. The branding fire was started. Each cowboy took his place. The work was done methodically. It portrayed a kind of grace. From the back of a pickup, two little cowboys were taking it all in. I heard the deepest laugh from one. I just had to grin. My son was watching there. Healers, wrestlers, branders, they all did their job with ease. Work turned to pleasure. That's what it was for these. A little girl rode up, blonde hair blowing in the wind, sparkling eyes lit up as though she'd seen a long-lost friend. My daughter was smiling there. The work was soon completed. To the big ranch house they rode. A feast was waiting there, complete with pie a la mode. A gentlewoman rang the bell and hollered, "Come and dine." She welcomed each one with a smile as they formed a dinner line. My mom was serving there. Everyone was seated and bowed their heads to pray, thankful for their heavenly surroundings and the outcome of the day. A presence filled the room. Peace and love was all around. He stood with outstretched, on his head, a golden crown. My Lord was standing there. Heaven's Branding. Again, Janet Parkhurst.
Well, I feel kind of embarrassed to do some Easter puns after that from Janet.
Oh, she's such a beautiful writer.
All right, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Do it.
So these are some Easter puns for this day's coming up. Ears to a great Easter.
Cute.
You're going to want to hair this. Okay.
Yep.
I carrot wait for Easter Day.
Cute.
This will be an excellent Easter. I am excited for the chocolate egg. Hop on over. Another Easter pun, I'm extremely ready for my Easter egg hunt. It'll be sunny side up.
Cute.
Have an extra special Easter, everyone. And here's one more. Who made you an Easter egg spurt?
Oh, clever. Clever.
I'll leave it up to you now.
Oh, what's one common thing that you find in baskets, Easter baskets?
Cinnamon?
No. Well, what? Cinnamon what, though?
Cinnamon bears.
Cinnamon.
Gummy bears.
Jelly beans.
Oh, cinnamon jelly beans.
Jelly beans. Absolutely. Jelly beans. Let's often found in Easter baskets.
I like the black jelly beans.
Yeah. Ooh, yum. Very good. Jelly bean. Here's a few quick facts. It's quite unclear where jelly beans originated. They first appeared in America during the 1860s, possibly for the Civil War, but not documented anywhere, apparently. Billions made, over 16 billion produced for the Easter season alone in the U.S. So see, those baskets are full.
That is a lot. Some good information as we head into Easter here. Keep listening for more of that kind of information on The Good Stuff.